7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with mostly a positive spin on a good, good day. Joining Richie and Heather and Jennifer and me later on in the hour, Victoria Hulbert. Is that how we decided we pronounce her name?
Yes.
She is into helping people in an educational way. I have often discussed this on the air, off the air, how much we need to be teaching youngsters when they go to school something. They need to have a skill when they get out of school. They got to be able to do something, be ready for something.
And there's nothing wrong with going to trade school either.
No, right. You know,
everybody's going to college. You can go to trade school.
I had a haircut yesterday from a fellow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The only reason I'm telling you the story is because he had gone to a trade school to learn how to cut hair. And I thought to myself, well, there are barber colleges you can send people to. It's I don't know how long, mm-hmm. 6-month course. But this guy had gone to this vocational school in Framingham, where they trade cooking, automotive, carpentry, building skills, all the stuff that I remember when I was in school. To a point we looked down, I think, on the kids.
The whole, like, occupational
education.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Right.
It was not considered to be, the kids who went over to the Volk school were not considered to be smart enough to do anything else.
Yeah, now they live in a big house.
Yep. Making more money than we do.
A vacation home with a retirement fund. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so who's the dummy
right
there?
Yeah, anyway. The guy that came and fixed my air conditioner last week, pulling up in a brand new one-ton
sure,
pickup.
Right. So anyway, the point is that there's a lesson to be learned there, and we'll see if we can learn it or teach it or at least think about it later on this hour. Meanwhile, it's time for us to go beyond Good Day and to reach into the minds and experiences of these folks who are on the program, I think Richie's the one who's most eager to get started today.
Oh.
I tell you, I don't have to. I can get his psyche in my ear from 400 miles away.
This will be a movie one day.
Yeah.
This guy named Bob Bashara, and you remember the movie Gross Point Blank with my favorite actor, John Cusack, right? Where he was a hitman.
Yeah.
Gross Point Blank, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where he was a hitman. Well, this guy, Bob Bashara, lives in Gross Point, Michigan. And his wife was murdered in January. Come to find out that a guy 3 or 4 days later turns himself in as the hitman who was hired to murder the wife. So, of course, they start looking at the husband saying, well, 9 times out of 10 or 10 times out of 10, it's the husband who hires the hitman to murder the wife, yet they can't prove anything. So the hitman goes to jail. Well, the husband was just arrested yesterday for putting out a hit on the hitman who's in prison.
No.
Yes.
A hit on the hit?
So now saying that the husband, Bob Bashara, his plan all along was to hire the hitman to kill the wife, then hire another hitman in prison to kill the hitman so that he can't squeal on him. But the hitman has already been saying, I was hired by the husband to kill the wife. So now he's in the same jail with the hitman. This ought to go down well.
Oh, there's got to be a hit out on him, I would think.
Buzzfeed on that.
So can you imagine? My thing is, how do these people think that they will get away with it? So they show up at the guy's house to arrest him, and Jennifer, guess what they find in the basement?
Oh, no.
A sex dungeon.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting pretty good.
Right? So now we're getting some motive here. Now we're starting to think, what's going on? So, and apparently allegations have emerged after her death that he was having these wild sex parties featuring dominatrixes and whipping.
Did she know?
And spanking and bondage stations. I don't know.
Oh, that'll happen.
That's why I'm saying.
How could she not?
This is going to be, you know what? This will show up on, Doug, what's your favorite show? Not CSI. Law and Order. This will be a Law and Order episode within
Law
the next 3 weeks.
SVU.
SVU.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you see these stories and you're just like, wow.
How do people get to be, where does all this deviant stuff comes from? We all think that we're, I say all the time, we're all the same. The Genome Project taught us that we are 99 and 44 one-hundredths the same. So what is there in someone's brain or, I guess, sexual motivation that makes this kind of stuff?
Can we go back to the Romans? It's nothing new.
No, yeah. It isn't. No, not at all.
You know? Caveman, right. Bonk,
Caligula?
I take Ooh. Woman. Bonk, I take this woman now. Bonk, now I want you.
Well. Bonk.
Hit me.
Bonk. Oh, she hit me back.
That's today. The women's livers today. Yeah. You hit them, they hit you back.
Right.
All right. So, all right. This
couple was married for 26 years.
And they didn't know who each other was. They didn't. Otherwise, this wouldn't have happened. They didn't know. And that's the thing about when you get married to somebody, you don't know who you're getting married to. You need to know every deep, dark thing.
Maybe she was in on it with him, and then just got a little jealousy going on, or
maybe he started seeing someone else, and thinking this dominatrix spanks better than my dominatrix.
Exactly.
And maybe I want to be with her. And here's the sad part: they have two grown children.
I was going to ask.
Can you imagine? Can
How do you
imagine?
Deal with that?
Well, that works.
Your mom is gone. Your dad. They find this. Ugh.
And I then mean, you got the move, sex basement to throw in.
You have the sex
right.
basement. You have to move to Fiji. To get away from this one.
Fiji, what? You never heard about what goes on in Fiji? Fiji's number one.
What goes on in Fiji?
What goes on in Fiji?
It stays in Fiji.
Correct. All right, so that's Richie's story. Jennifer, you want to be next?
Sure.
All right, Jennifer Horn, next as we go beyond Good Day, 13 and change after the hour.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 83% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through the 4th, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on demos, overstocks, clearance, new items, and more. Plus, for crazy in-store and online doorbuster deals, like ED Dynamic Vocal Mics, just $29. Casio Digital Pianos, $299. Ibanez Electric Guitars, just $129. And Harbinger-powered PA speakers, $149 each. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale now through Wednesday. Hurry, the best deals always go first.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Stop by Ace this weekend through July 4th and save $10 on a canopy chair, now just $19.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or save $8 on a kid's canopy chair, now just $9.99. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating Ace stores June 29th through July 4th. Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Is some pinup connected to this or what?
A pinup, yes, Dougie. Well, actually, I always like to keep you abreast.
I hope so.
Of the most recent technology. And, you know, we're all very familiar with Facebook.
You got a new kind of a pump?
A what?
What? Move along.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep going, Jennifer. Keep going.
This is out of Hackensack, New Jersey.
Hackensack!
Of course it is.
Snookies walking around. The New Jersey Sheriff's Office has a brand new website, and they're looking for arrests instead of friends. The website is called Facecrook.
Facebook.
Oh, cool.
Is that not the most awesome idea ever? It's Facebook. It features names, photos, the last known locations of fugitives, all of these people wanted by the sheriff's office. It creates a map so that you can send anonymous tips to help authorities apprehend people that are wanted from failure to pay child support all the way up to people that are wanted for murder. All these different things. Now, people are saying that this could take away your civil liberties because it takes away privacy. But I think it's an awesome idea. And the guy that started it is this inspector guy, Mike Bradley. He bought the idea for $17. That's how much he paid for the website. He bought Facecrook, which I think is
I just tried to go to Facecrook.com twice, and it reroutes me to Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. So I wonder if maybe somebody shut him down in the last day or so. Because people were saying that this is a privacy thing. Although, when you enter the site, you have to agree not to intimidate or harass another person. And you can't apprehend people yourself.
It's face crooks.
Face crook.
No, it's...
With an S.
Face crooks.
Oh, face crooks.
Uh-huh. Facebook changed your email address. No, this isn't it.
So what do you think? Good idea? Violation of privacy?
Oh, yeah, this is it. Yeah, facecrooks.com. It's neat, but they have a lot of Facebook and hoax information. Vanilla Ice dies in car crash.
I thought that was 50 Cent.
Did
he just get in a wreck?
Yeah.
50
Cent.
Scam watch.
I think it's cool. I would actually like
that.
This.
Stephen Wiseman's thing.
But what about, like, what if, say, like, somebody was mad at you and they put up some falsified information? Then it's kind of out there. And even
it all comes to the sheriff's office.
So the sheriff has to post it.
The sheriff has to post it. Now, you can't go up and post it.
But aren't there all
yourself?
These places you can see these child molesters and stuff?
Yeah, in fact, I just had a new one pop up really close to me, and I do not like that.
And how did you get the information?
Megan's Law. You go to Megan's Law. .com or .ca.
So you don't automatically get it. You got to sign up to get the notice.
Well, you don't really sign up. You just go to the website, you type in your zip code, and then it shows you a map of your neighborhood and it shows you where all the sexual offenders are. I think I told you guys, I actually found someone from my church on the list.
Right. Really?
Really?
Yeah. Is it a priest?
No.
All right, what's the web? I want to check this out. What's it called?
Megan's Law, or this one is called Face Crooks, as Rich just found out. Face Crooks.
I don't know. I don't think that's Face Crooks.
Richie says it's
a scam site.
Yeah, it looks like it. I'm on it. It looks like a scam site, too.
There were threats to pull this site down, so I'm wondering if maybe somebody did.
But you can go Megan's Law.
Oh, yeah. And there are apps, actually, for the sexual offenders.
There are?
You know what? I don't mind that the sexual offender was in church.
Why?
That you found a sexual offender.
Kind of
what are they supposed to do? Move to the moon?
No. I found a man that went to my church for years. He was like a holy roller at my church, and he is now on the sexual offender list.
Yeah, okay. So it's not like he was a sexual offender, and now he's trying to redeem himself.
So I'm on Megan's Law, and you have to put in your email address.
I don't have to put in my email address. They won't give you a zip code.
Doug, just do a search for sexual offender lists in Google, and it will take you to 20 websites that will tell you sexual offenders in your neighborhood.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there are apps you can download on your smartphones, which you don't have. But
they ever make mistakes? Like, am my name likely to come up in this?
Well, I don't know about your name, but I'm sure they do make mistakes, without a doubt.
20 past the hour on Good Day.
Fourth of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy 3 Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N628. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Flash. Are you want to do your story first, Heather?
Look at me. Whatever.
No, this is your, but the music's for your show, or your story, right?
Yeah, a little bit of that. Want me to go to it? How about I go to it?
You can go
real quick.
How about that?
All right, how about
go.
We think about fresh cut greens, the smell of grass and popcorn in the air, passing around
grass
lemonade.
Grass and popcorn together?
Yeah, the scent
grass
of it.
Grass usually goes with
summertime.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
The grass first.
Think about, like, all the wonderful things of Little League, right?
Yep.
Good old American thing.
I just
all
finished
right.
my Little League season with my son.
It's good times, isn't it? Fun stuff.
Absolutely.
Except it wasn't for Elizabeth Lloyd, and it's definitely not for Matthew Migliaccio now. Unfortunately, this boy, right, he's Little League catcher. He's out there warming up a pitcher. And Elizabeth is sitting on a picnic table, enjoying herself, whatever. Crack, he doesn't catch it. She gets hit. She's suing this 10-year-old 2 years later for $150,000 in damages and coverage. It doesn't really disclose exactly what happened to
all right,
her.
So let me
injuries.
Let's back up just a bit. So this kid, this is Little League, 10-year-old, mm-hmm. he hits the ball, and she's laying on a picnic table, and she gets bopped with the ball.
He's warming up the pitcher, and it's in a caged, you know,
enclosed
place.
So the pitch gets away from the pitcher.
Exactly.
And hits her.
She's saying that he should have caught it. Basically, she's calling it the intentional and... Oh, yeah, and $150,000 for damages to cover medical costs, and then an undefined amount.
Where'd she get hit?
It doesn't disclose that, but an undefined amount for
sensitive
pain
area?
And suffering.
Sensitive area?
Could have been. I don't know. It was sensitive to her for $150,000. This happened 2 years ago. This is going forward
How
in
old
New
is
Jersey.
She?
It doesn't give her age. He was 10 years old at the time. So this is 2 years later. And then on top of that, her husband is doing an additional suit. That's a three counts for this poor kid, right, who's not even out of middle school yet. He's doing an additional suit for basically services, society, and consortium loss thereof for his wife.
Somebody should pound these people in the head.
Mm-hmm. Is this
from.
Not
give
ridiculous?
Baseball, give me that baseball bat over there in the corner.
Where is this stuff coming from?
Leave your house?
And
you're
calling
so
this
afraid of getting hurt and you're so ready to sue somebody.
Saying this throw was intentional and reckless and calling it.
What's
she's saying she was
again?
Assaulted and battered.
What was
his name is Matthew Migliaccio.
Yeah.
I'm just so over this stuff.
I saw. Beyond, I was like, "You've got to be kidding
beyond,
me!" I mean,
beyond.
This is a Little League.
Like, there's a perfect
what
world
more American?
Out there.
You know how more right. American? But now, unfortunately, our lawsuits like as American as Little League.
Yeah, they are absolutely. Jennifer, do you have names for your girls?
If I have girls.
You have girls.
Oh, you mean my girls?
Yeah.
No, I usually just call them the girls.
Really.
Yeah, it was a righty and lefty.
There was a contest.
Righty's bigger than lefty.
And here are some of the winning names for women and their breasts.
Okay.
Laverne and Shirley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Ben and Jerry.
No, they need to be girls' names.
Danger and Will Robinson. Lucy and Ethel.
Yeah, I like that.
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, Thelma and Louise, you knew.
You knew had that. Yeah, that had to be there. So why do people, I suppose it's just something silly.
Well, you have a name for your, don't you?
My wife did. I don't think anybody else has since
then. Yeah, you know what? I don't want to know this.
No, I'm not going to give you it.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you what that happens.
Okay.
I didn't come across it.
It's called large.
You know, a friend of mine.
On that note, it's 28 past the hour.
Good day.
Final days of Lumber Liquidators liquidation sale.
Three global flooring suppliers came to us to liquidate their excess inventory. We bought the flooring, and you get the deals at a major meal liquidation sale. If it's in stock, it's on sale, but you must pick it up before the month ends. Get first quality laminates, hardwood, and bamboo for up to 54% less. Plus, too many other amazing deals to mention here. And get special extended financing. These deals will not last. If it's in stock, it's on sale, but only through Saturday at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162 to learn how you can make a difference. Doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary Green Tag Sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on Green Tag deals, like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought Acoustics, just $99. Three sets of D'Addario electric strings, $9. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends Sunday.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Today, announcing the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a way for you to figure out what's going on in life, what your priorities are. If you have children, you're most interested in them becoming a success, right? Weren't your parents interested in you becoming a success? So now it's your job, or is it your job? Is it their job? Is it your child's job to find out what the options are for him or her? Joining us now is a lady named Victoria Holbert, who is a senior at Montechuset Tech's Dental Assisting Program. Now, I think I'm going to take a little credit here, Victoria. I'm sticking out my chest because you're from Fitchburg, Massachusetts. I worked on a radio station there a long time ago, and I remember Montechuset Tech. So when I'm told it's Monty Tech,
yes,
you should
it
be
is.
Very impressed with the fact that I knew it was Montechuset.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. It's a small town. Not too many people know about it.
It is, right, exactly. All right, so you are the Skills USA president. You're traveling around 20,000 miles this year enhance or give people an idea about how these programs work, the sorts of programs that are available to students who are not necessarily interested in going on to college, right?
That's actually not the case. What's been happening lately is that we're trying to make it understood that just because students do career a technical education program doesn't mean they can't go to college. Me personally, I'm going to be going to a four-year college next year and studying political science at Norwich University. That's the misconception with career and technical education. People think just because you go to high school for a skill, you can't go to college, but that's not the case at all. Actually, students are coming out of high school with a skill and a college degree, so while they're in college, they're actually making more money than most people being a plumber or an electrician on the side.
All right, so here's the I misunderstood part of the message here, and you've done a good job of correcting it. The essence of people who go through high school, get a skill, they don't have any other way to pay for college other than to use their skill, so they use their skill to pay for their four-year college education. Is that basically it?
Precisely, yes.
Wow, that's cool. So now you're trained as what?
Right now I'm trained as a dental assistant.
And you're working in a dental office?
No, actually I'm not. My travels have prohibited me from getting a job at this point, but I'm working on it.
So
that's the plan.
Yeah, the plan is you're going to go to, what school did you say you were going to?
Norwich University.
Norwich, okay. So you're going to Norwich University. That's up in New Hampshire in Norwich, New Hampshire. Isn't that Vermont?
It's in right on? Northfield, Vermont, yes,
Northfield,
sir.
Vermont, okay. So you're going up there. You did, your GPA is 3.68, not bad.
Thank you.
What in deciding to do this, who was in on the decision? Did you do it on your own? Did your parents influence you? Your siblings? How did you figure this made sense?
It was actually my sister who convinced me to do it. At first, she attended her first Skills USA conference, and she fell in love with the organization. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad because I didn't give her the time of day. I was like, yeah, yeah. Like, I thought all students in Skills USA were kind of the geeky, nerdy ones. So I kind of just kind of brushed it aside. But then I realized that it's actually an opportunity for leadership skills and just to enhance your employability skills. So I decided to give it a try, and my first conference, I fell in love with it. And from the state level, I came to nationals and ran for national officer.
So Skills USA, you're the president of this organization, then, it looks like. You went into it. They encouraged you, or through their program, they encouraged students to get into these VOC programs, or is it the other way around? You go to a VOC school and you find out about Skills USA or whatever local derivatives there are for the organization.
Yeah, that's the way it works. You enter a vocational school, and then through your vocation, most students don't get involved till around their sophomore or junior year. Mm-hmm. And once they do realize more about their programs in their school, they find Skills USA, and that kind of comes with your trade.
So the thing that is, I think, intriguing here, is this sort of sounds like belonging to a fraternity in a sense. When I was in college, I belonged to the International, it was the International Radio and Television Society, that was it. It was a college group, though, not a high school group.
Okay.
I was interested in furthering people's career by getting to know people who are in the industry. So
mm-hmm.
are you meeting people who are working, for example, in the dental program that you're in? Do you work with others or learn from others who are in these programs?
Not necessarily the dental program. I've actually had the opportunity to meet with people that I never thought I would have the opportunity to meet. In November, I actually got to meet former President Bill Clinton, and I also got to meet LeBron James.
Are you blonde?
What?
Are you blonde?
No, I'm not.
Okay, just checking.
Move along.
Hey,
I think he likes brunettes, too. It's
But along with that, I have met people in the dental assisting field, and I've met people from the military. I've met people from news stations. I met Tom Brokaw and Warren Buffett.
Wait a minute. You've met us?
Yes, and I have met you. I can add that to my list now as well.
there's the teachers and the motivators. That's sort of what I'm interested in as well. One of the things that you hear often from students, they don't have any role models, and they don't, and the role models they have are 50 cents or somebody, that kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
And so what, in this organization, do you think that there has been a plethora, enough, not enough role models? Which would you take out of that, those qualifications?
This organization, I mean, every single person that's involved is someone that you can look up to and someone you can follow. Because as teenagers, you're entering a very, very different part of your life, and you need someone that you can follow and look up to. And I think that was the problem in my life. I was trying to follow someone to establish myself, and there was really no leaders that I could actually follow and be successful. And when I was in Skills USA, I found the leaders who I could actually look up to, and it put a different perspective into being cool. Like, the cool kids weren't the ones who went out on the weekends and were partying. Now the cool kids were the ones who were going on these business trips and talking to industry partners. And so it makes it okay.
So there is hope.
Yes. It definitely gives you a different sense.
See, we talk, one of the things that happens here, Victoria, and having conversations on the radio, we're all in different places. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. I'm in Boston. Rich is down in Washington. And we frequently talk about how bad the public education system is. Because when you look at Los Angeles, where the dropout rate among blacks is like 60% and whites is 46%, never graduate from high school. So what do? They have often no hope, and they've, you know, by making decisions to get out of school, they have, in effect, they have ruined perhaps their chances to get an early start in life. And you're just the opposite.
How many kids are enrolled in this program across the country?
This year there's approximately 350,000 students.
Wow.
Wow. See, we didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, and tell me, how has this changed your... How old were you when you enrolled?
How old are you now?
Right now, I just turned 18 3 days ago.
You sound like you're 28.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I got started when I was about 15 years old.
Okay, when you were 15, what did you think you wanted to be when you grew up?
At 15 years old, I had the dream of becoming an oral surgeon.
And now, okay, so this kind of worked out with the dentistry thing. So now, how has this changed the way you look at the rest of your life and your career?
Well, because of my experience in dental assisting, I realized that it's definitely not for me. So I'm glad I had the opportunity to experience it.
Being a dentist is not for you?
Not for me. I'm going to be taking political science in college now.
See, this is my thing.
I was going to open up and go,
I believe that people don't know really what they want to be.
Of course they don't.
Until they're 23, 4, 5, because of this exact same thing. You have this vision in your head, this romantic vision in
your
head.
What are you going to do, Johnny, when you grow up?
And they think, being a dentist would be so cool and all. And then you don't really get, then you go to college, you pay all this money, and then you start working in it, and you're like, you realize this isn't me. So just for that, I think this program has so much value because you actually get a little insight into what you're interested in and either realize, hey, this is what I thought it was, very cool, I'm going ahead with it, or, like you, this is nothing like what I thought it was, I can't stand it, I'm going to go be a politician.
Exactly. Not only does it show you what you can become in life, it can also open you up to what you don't want to become. So I guess it's good in both senses.
It is a good idea. That's very, very good.
Very cool.
All right, so now you've worked your way through the professional folks that you're around that are helping you.
Mm-hmm.
Are they from necessarily the same skill set, or are you just meeting a lot of people? Did you decide to go into political science because you met somebody who seemed to be cool in that area?
Yeah, it's just been everywhere I've traveled. I've been to the Massachusetts State House several times, meeting former President Bill Clinton, and just being exposed to the political environment. I mean, we have a delegate assembly. It's set up just like the United States Congress. Based on the membership of your state, depends on how many delegates represent that state in our delegate assembly. And so because I am the president, I preside over that delegate assembly, and it's been amazing and an incredible opportunity.
You're the decider.
Yes. I'm the one in charge of the gavel.
And that's a good training, too, by the way. There's great leadership in that.
Definitely. You learn parliamentary procedure, how to run a business meeting.
Yeah, very important. So what do you do for fun?
For fun, I love to snowboard and play softball. I'm hoping to play softball in college.
Yeah, and that's a big sport now, isn't it? Up-and-coming sport for women.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. You have role models in that? That's a silly question, I suppose. But do you have anybody that you...
Jenny Finch, is she your role model?
It was actually Jessica Mendoza, but she retired. But they're actually thinking about cutting softball out of the Olympics. I'm kind of bummed about that.
Why? Doesn't she sound like a New Englander? She sounds just like, right? I'm bummed about that.
I don't say my odds. We parked the car and have it yet.
All right. Yeah. So you have how many brothers and sisters?
I have a younger brother. He's actually here. He's representing Massachusetts as a delegate.
Got him into it, too.
Exactly, yeah. The whole family's with skills. And I have an older sister who's 20.
Now, let me ask you something. We're all fairly impressed with your ability to talk about this and communicate it just in a very confident way. Do you think that this program has helped you with your communication skills, or do you think that your family and you already have this?
Oh, definitely. Before I got involved with this organization, I would be the kid who would purposely sit in the back of the room so I wouldn't get called on in class. And now, and now just two nights ago, we're at the opening ceremony where I got to speak in front of 14,000 people.
Wow.
So it's been a huge transition for me.
Good for you. All right. So how do people find out if there is a chapter in their community or how they start one in their community?
The best way to do it would be by asking your principal or superintendent and asking if you do have a SkillsUSA chapter, and if not, ask them if there's anything you can do to start one, and they know the procedure if they're in a vocational program, and they will select a teacher to be in charge of it, and then you can start from there.
Yep. SkillsUSA used to be called the Vocational Industrial Club of America, and that has become politically incorrect.
We do not use the term VICA anymore.
You don't use vocational education anymore, which is kind of maybe a little silly because that tells you what it is.
Yeah, now it's career and technical education.
Yeah. Well, You sound like you're on the right road, and I hope that you'll do well and continue to have passion, because that's what it's all about. You got to have passion for what you do, no matter what it is.
Definitely.
So best of luck. Victoria, nice to have you here. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much. It was
You're welcome. Pleasure talking
with all of you.
Take good care.
Thanks.
Victoria Hobart is a mature, smart kiddo who'll be very much in demand if she isn't already.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What a neat story.
It's a good program.
Yeah.
Here's another story about how many baby boomers every day. How many baby boomers do you think are turning 65 a day in America? Take a guess. Anybody want to guess? Jennifer?
A lot.
3 million.
Nope. 3 million. What's the matter with you?
Oh,
every day. Heather?
I'd say more than a lot with the graying of America.
Neither. All of
you.
Tremendous
amount.
100,000.
No. 10,000.
10,000.
4 billion.
And 36.
We got 300 million people. A good percentage of that is over 50.
10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. This means there's an exploding opportunity for you to start your own home-based business. Distributing doctor-tested, doctor-recommended, longevity line-up anti-aging products. How much money can you make? How much money do you want to make? It's as simple as that. Imagine everybody you know with high blood pressure, if they find your products and they use them and they outperform prescriptions, how many people would be talking about you? And that's really what this product line is all about. Longevity products. The people who have joint pain, products outperform the prescriptions. Imagine just by helping your friends with their blood pressure, joint pain, all these sorts of things, you've started a satisfying home business. Your friends will share their good news with their friends, and in no time, you got a booming home business making money. The exact number of listeners who have signed up for this already, I don't know, but I know people are doing it, and you can too. Call 855-309-TEAM and join the fastest-growing home from work business in America. Home from work, or work from home. I like work from home better.
Me too.
Yeah, okay. Work from home business. It's something you can find out more about if you go to DougStephanTeam.com. That's DougStephanTeam.com, or call 855-309-TEAM, 855-309-8326.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Stop by Ace this weekend through July 4th and save $10 on a canopy chair, now just $19.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or save $8 on a kid's canopy chair, now just $9.99. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating Ace stores June 29th through July 4th. Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
When choosing a cat litter, it's important to make sure your cat will be happy and your home will stay smelling fresh. Avoid harsh chemicals and additives often used to control odors from the litter box, and pamper your cats with a natural product that brings the freshness of the outdoors indoors. New and improved Feline Fine Clumping Cat Litter is the smart choice for keeping the litter box fresh because it utilizes 100% natural pine to eliminate odors. It's made from the byproduct of highly absorbent pine, which removes odors the natural way. For easy scooping, Feline Pine forms tight clumps so only fresh litter is left behind. In addition, the litter is lightweight and leaves no messy cloud of dust so you can pour with ease. Feline Pine Clumping Cat Litter is now available in multiple sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. For more helpful hints about keeping a healthy cat and a healthy home,
meow,
plus money-saving offers,
meow,
visit felinefine.com.
Meow, meow, meow.
You're so cute.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow. Let's submit that for the broadcast award.
Submit that, will you please? 51 after on Good Day.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Weather extremes, flooding in the southeast, and the searing heat in the west, which isn't helping with the wildfires. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We start in the west, specifically Colorado, dealing with a bad combination. Soaring temperatures to the 90s or even triple digits, and at least a half dozen wildfires. The latest is one that is spreading quickly near the city of Boulder. The biggest is still the High Park Fire near Fort Collins, which has scorched more than 87,000 acres. And crews are fighting a fast-moving blaze near Colorado Springs now, called the Flagstaff Fire, where Clarissa Hobson, an expectant mother, says if there is a mandatory evacuation, she'll be ready to move.
We've pulled together all of our important documents, all the things that we need to take care of our dog when we're gone, clothing, prescriptions.
As for the thousands who have already been evacuated in several Colorado communities, the Red Cross has opened shelters and is serving hundreds of meals while providing other essentials. Catherine Bardet at the Red Cross says the evacuees at the shelters are doing the best they can.
An incredibly stressful and difficult time for those who are waiting to hear if they can go back to their homes, if they have homes to go back to.
From the west, we turn to the southeast. The sound of a drenching downpour, which is what northern Florida has been dealing with for several days, thanks to Tropical Storm Debbie, which did touch down across the Florida Panhandle and has now been downgraded. Debbie no longer a tropical storm, it's now a depression, but the system has left many areas underwater. Some places across the Panhandle recorded more than 2 feet of rain. What's left of Debbie is now pushing out into the Atlantic, but forecasters warn this thing could re-energize off the coast of the Carolinas this weekend. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
On Wall Street, a choppy session for the stock market yesterday. The Dow wound up with a 32-point gain to 12,535. S&P adding 6 points. NASDAQ up by 18. Oil prices also up 15 cents a barrel, finishing at $79.36. Let's check out some prices at the pump in South Carolina. Go ahead, fill it up. Fill it up twice. Drivers in South Carolina are seeing something that we haven't seen in quite some time. The price there yesterday, on average, was $2.99 a gallon, the first time a statewide average has been beneath the $3 mark since February of last year. A true Hollywood legend has died, someone who you didn't see up on the big screen, but we certainly enjoyed the words she wrote, including this memorable line from When Harry Met Sally.
I'll have what she's having.
Screenwriter, director, and producer Nora Ephron passed away yesterday at a hospital in New York. She had been battling a blood disorder for years. In addition to When Harry Met Sally, Ephron's film credits also include Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail, and many others. Nora Ephron was just 71 years old. Couple of closing notes. First, a surprise visit by President Obama to an elementary school classroom in Atlanta. If you listen closely, you can hear a youngster ask the president if he really lives in the White House.
I do live in the White House.
Yes, I do live in the White House, the president said. He did his best to converse with the excited students.
So what have you guys been doing all summer?
Sure, they were a little rambunctious, but you know, older students, say middle school or high school, might actually ask about the economy. The president is better off with K through 3. In a related note, we have this. Justin Bieber's new album, Believe, officially the biggest album debut of the year. Total first week sales, 374,000 units. But wait a minute, we said this was a related note. What do Justin Bieber and the president have to do with each other? Well, there's a group out there called Barack Dubs, which has produced some very entertaining mashups. And here's a new one, clips of the president to the tune of Boyfriend.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I can take you places you ain't ever been before.
This is better than Justin Bieber's version.
Baby, take a chance, so you'll never, ever know.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.